It's a sound we've heard much too often on the Central and South Coast recently. It's the sound of a brush fire churning through brush, in this case in the Goleta area during last summer's destructive holiday fire. Now, thanks to a state grant, a new effort is getting underway to reduce the future brush fire threat in one of the region's most at-risk areas.
CAL FIRE was able to grant funds in the amount of $43 million statewide to fund 66 fire prevention projects. One of those fire prevention projects was the Lompoc Valley Fuel Reduction Project. Santa Barbara County Fire Department was granted $2,229,000. We matched that with $222,000 to provide work in the Lompoc Valley area for fire prevention, for hazard reduction, fuels management.
Santa Barbara County Fire Department Captain Daniel Berticelli talks about why the four-year-long project is focusing on the Lompoc Valley area.
There's a steep history of large wildland fires in that area, and with the growth of the Lompoc Valley, there are a lot of homes that are in the urban interface and urban intermix, and it's just a natural corridor. It's a continuous fuel bed that runs along that entire area that we're talking about. And if we can minimize the fuels in that area, will allow us to be able to get a better handle on any wildland fire.
Berticelli describes the specific areas where the fuel reduction efforts are planned.
It's 15.1 miles of roadside fuel reduction along Harris Grade Road and Rucker Road and Burton Mesa Road, as well as fuel reduction efforts within La Purisima Mission State Park. We're going to be removing approximately 150 dead trees. And then there's going to be a 18.1-mile-long fuel treatment area spanning from Vandenberg Air Force Base to the outskirts of Buellton.
There are more than 14,000 homes in the project's area. The firefighter says the hope is the end result will be improving safety for the area's residents, as well as the chances for homes and other structures to survive a brush fire.
The purpose of this project is to provide for community defensible space in those areas, as well as fuels reduction and hazard reduction along those roadways that will not only assist firefighters in accessing areas that might have a wildland fire, but will also assist residents with evacuations to minimize the fuel along those roadways, will make for a much safer evacuation route for those residents.
The work involves the removal of fuels by a special Santa Barbara County Fire Department team, its fuels crew.
There's several ways to do it. We send our fuels management crews in there, and they use tools to cut down or thin out the fuels, and they take it to an area and we either chip it, and we can use chippers to chip it, or we could put it in piles and in a safe location and we can burn the piles of the fuel.
The state part of the money for the $2 million plus project comes from a unique source, a fund focused on reducing pollution.
The state of California has a grant program that, you know, is funded by the California Climate Investment Act. It's an act that generates funds to minimize carbon output in California. And as we all know, that, you know, wildland fires release a lot of carbon output. And part of this program is to help minimize the release of that carbon through minimizing wildland fires.
Berticelli notes at the end of his final term in office, Governor Jerry Brown made preventing large brush and forest fires a high priority. New Governor Gavin Newsom also says he will devote resources to the issue. The end result is we may see more projects of this type on the Central and South Coasts. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.